And here with me now at the Georgia Cattlemen's Convention is Will Cabe. Will, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, God is good all the time, and he's given me an opportunity to be in an industry and make a living in an industry that I love, and the cattle industry is that, and it's made a way of life for myself and my family. And I was very blessed with parents and grandparents that had the foresight to farm with a purpose, and that purpose was passing something on, a legacy to the next generation. And if I were to tell you one thing about my farming operation, I'd tell you that it's not about me, and very little of what I do has anything to do with me and what I am. It's about two young kids that I have at home, two boys that I hope will pick up the torch and carry it on.
You know, I hear that so often. I think that's a message that, well, lots of people talk about sustainability in business today. Sustainability is something that we've been doing for generations. Tell me your thoughts about sustainability in agriculture.
Well, sure. I look at the land as not something that I own, but something more that I'm a steward of. And it's my job, it's my responsibility to take care of it. Then those animals that come in, it's just another part of that responsibility. And we're talking about a consumer-driven business and such that I take a great deal of responsibility in that as well, providing a safe, consumable product for them and making sure that I'm able to provide for my family in the process.
Now, you have a diversified business, if I'm not mistaken. Cattle are only one part of that. What excites you most about the cattle and beef business?
Well, as far as diversification is concerned, those things work hand in hand. I actually raise cattle, I raise goats, and I have poultry, broiler houses. And those things are able to complement each other and provide a way for different periods of the year. I still have some income coming, and it makes an opportunity for them to go hand in hand and work together.
That's outstanding. And what do you think are the biggest challenges for a guy your age in trying to grow his cattle operation right now?
Well, expense involved is a lot of it. And I am trying to grow and trying to pick up more land, and that's something that's quite difficult in the area where we live, where land is a valuable commodity. And certainly there's a lot of cities encroaching into where I live now, and so that makes that land that much more valuable from a money aspect. And so trying to pick that up and put it in the conservation program and try to make it a part of the farm where I can be a steward to it as well is something that's not easy to do.
I want to talk a little bit about your involvement in the Georgia Cattlemen's Association. You know, guys your age, I talk to a lot of folks like that, and they're like, hey, you know, we have a Facebook, and we stay in touch with people a lot of other ways. Why is it so important, in your opinion, to come to this convention in person?
There's nothing like face-to-face interaction as far as making connections and networks. If we're talking about your business potential for future generations, we're talking about people that can connect you to marketing opportunities across the state, across the nation for that matter. And some of those things, those relationships cannot be forged online or via phone or video or anything of that nature. And there's nothing like shaking somebody's hand and sealing a deal as far as making a business relationship that'll last.
And what would you say that you've learned in the past about coming to conventions like this?
What haven't I learned? It's a good deal, and there's a lot of good speakers, you know, industry leaders that come and give us a lot that they've done in their operations or things that they've learned by research or that kind of thing. There's not much that can replace what you learn from gentlemen like Mr. Brantley that we talked to earlier, and years of experience and wisdom that he's got there, and it's cattleman to cattleman type bonds that you learn from each other.
And last question, give us your future projections for the beef cattle industry.
Business looks good right now. And Lord willing, it's going to stay that way because I intend for my boys to have that opportunity for years to come.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Georgia Cattlemen's Convention.